Well, welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are going to try to close out some comments regarding the Constitution Party and my speaking down there and being down there with them for these great patriots for a couple of days. I also want to get into the election stuff that's out there. Obviously, there are a lot of things in play. One of them, unfortunately, will not be the audit, I should say. And so I'm not sure how many people actually went out and posted, but I know that we're in the ranks of the hundreds just due to the fact that there have been people that have come back to me and said, yep, I've done it, I did it, and I'm passing it on. And so, you know, hundreds is nice, but it won't move or it won't provide us the outcome and give us the movement or the distance we need in basically cleaning up our election process. If we do not start demanding legitimate elections, then we're being led right off the cliff by those who have assumed control over our elections. Oh, because, you know, it's a mandate. They know as well as anybody else that if they can control the elections, they're going to be able to do everything necessary to force us down the path of communism. And that's even in play in the news. People are starting to realize that even the media has kind of addressed this, because they've actually been hearing and repeating this, you know, concocted theory that we're going to become communists. There have been some that have even put pressure on Biden to denounce socialism, and he's not going to. And here's the point, folks. If you're taking office and you're supporting laws and you're supporting a government that is a direct violation to the Constitution, you are in open rebellion against the Constitution and therefore have violated your oath and have been disqualified because of your actions. As I have said, and I truly believe that if you haven't been listening to me yet, or if those who have, you know, just said, we're not there yet. Well, we're there, my friends. Either we take action in saving our Constitution or we will rue the day. I've said this so many times, and we're there. I honestly thought that we would be there in 2024. I did expect a Bolshevik revolution, but I did not expect one the way it panned out. And you got to give it to the communists. They have a plan and they're working the plan and they exercise the plan. And what is alarming is how many Republicans or rhinos are actually supporting these plans. I mean, look at how many rhino governors are stealing your liberties. They're supporting your loss of liberty. Are you kidding? Look at Idaho, Brad Little. That guy has violated his oath of office. Every single one of these governors that have done this, they need to be tossed out and banned. And they need to be keel-hauled, as far as I'm concerned. I hope that when we start banning some of these folks, that there's actually a trial to clearly disclose how they had no regard for your liberties and how they were just supporting. And I believe if we boil it down, we're going to find that the marching orders came from the dark left side. But before we do, like I said, I want to kind of close out on the Constitution Party comments. I also want to let you know that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this still is the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions of what we have to do if we're going to save this Constitution. We will continue to ask that you help expand our listenership by getting this message out. Yesterday, I kind of chuckled with the thought of having listening parties, or at least finding that, you know, that show you really like, and just sending a link, because all you got to do is just send that link to somebody. They can go right to the MP4, the audio file, and listen and go, okay, that's pretty interesting. This is something I haven't heard before. I also want you to know that we do have to start migrating and using social media that is usable for us. If you understand exactly what I just said, when I say using social media for us, when it comes to not filtering, when it comes to actually allowing people to communicate and not getting involved into disrupting what they're trying to say, shadow banning, silencing, censoring, whatever you want to call it. So there are platforms out there, and I think everybody's aware of them. We have to start actually going after social media, though, such as Facebook, Twitter, the rest of these, Instagram, all of these social media accounts that are making billions of dollars. You need to make sure that your state legislators are going after them so that they can start paying the revenues of the money that they're making out of your state. You know, the bigger the state, the more taxes. And I'm going to tell you, if the red states start doing this, you know, some of these cash-strapped, you know, progressive communist states like California, they need the money so much. Watch, they will even turn on them. Actually, you know what? They may not. They may actually be more predatory just after the folks, the people that have jobs. How dare you have a job here? I think in some ways, some of the left states, you know, won't actually go there just due to the fact that they feel it's incumbent. It is paramount for them to punish their own citizens and oppress them with greater and greater taxes. Speaking of which, we better start getting ready. And how are you going to shelter yourself from taxes that are going to start coming down the pike? Anyway, well, let me just kind of close on this. And this is one of the things that I kind of noticed, but this is nothing unique regarding the Constitution Party, because we spoke about 2016 and that election a couple of times moving into this election, how much voter fraud, like I said, there was easily somewhere between 16 to somewhere almost 30 million illegitimate votes in the 2016 election. And that's when nobody, hardly anybody, was even thinking voter fraud was even around. I am here to tell you that when you start looking at voter fraud, that you're going to be, you know, just shocked how many illegitimate people are voting thinking it's legitimate. We have to clean up our elections. It is probably the biggest crisis we're facing today. But what I do want to say is, as you're starting to look at the intolerant left and how they're going to surface in our daily lives of governance, as well as just in the social forum and so forth, you already see people with hyperbole and this rancor that is actually, you know, destroy these people, take them out, hunt them down, and get rid of them. Robert De Niro, the elitist, is coming after people who want to espouse liberty and freedom. These people have been so emboldened that they can actually spew their hatred. So what I'm trying to tell you is that they are not alone. When you look at the left and how intolerant the left has become, they are not alone. How can anyone cast intolerant ideologues strictly to the left? Because I brought up the 2016 election. How many people on the right are equally intolerant, or what you want to say are on the right? Look, it is a polar concept when you go from liberty to subjugation. And when you have people that are willing to allow subjugation, when you have people that are ideologically wired to go against somebody because of their beliefs, well, then you have somebody that is equally intolerant as the left. They're willing, and I have met plenty of people that claim to be on the right, but they want to have these types of laws that are restrictive and take away liberty. We need to constantly check ourselves and our positions just so that we can ensure that we are aligned, that we're there, right there on the liberty end of the spectrum, and not trying to subjugate people and or force people into decisions and outcomes that, you know, go against their conscience at the time. You have to understand that we can't compel people. The day you make things compulsory is the day that you have started slipping down that scale into subjugation, into one that is tyrannical and despotic, and one of force. And I'm saying this because I was shocked to find out, and actually I'm not shocked to find out, that even the Constitution Party had its little moment of intolerance when they actually appointed a Mormon to the chair position. There were a lot of intolerant left in the Constitution Party that left. We're going to clean up on this and finish this as soon as we come back from the break, and then we're going to start moving into Need to Know News after we talk about the election. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Really, to be clear, and we've already recently gone through the essay on property, but we've not gone through Madison's remonstrance on religion, or the memorial and remonstrance on religion. But there's probably nothing more precious that the framers considered than a person's conscience, how you thought about things and how you felt about things, and that you have a right to have your conscience, which means that's why those who stand on the side of liberty believe that the person that spews this evil, foul intolerance has a right to that. Now, everybody should have the cognitive powers to recognize the danger when somebody is hell-bent on compelling you and spewing the concepts of compulsion. Let's call things for what they are. It is repugnant. It is enslavement. It is intolerant. And you need to point out to anybody that is supposedly a quote unquote a conservative, and you need to point out how they are in the same standing as the intolerant left. It's one thing to have your own personal feelings, and it's another thing for somebody, especially when you understand organizationally. Now, there's nothing wrong with you having your feelings of hate and animosity towards somebody, but when you're a part, it's kind of hard to mix these two, because when you're a part of an organization that talks about the right of conscience, the right of property, and those types of things, and then you leave the group because you can't allow anybody to be in a leadership position that has an objectable, or I should say, not an objective, but a conscience, an opinion, a paradigm that you find objectionable. And when you're in that position, then you're in the same position as the left, because you have to be able to put aside your differences and work with people that are willing to put aside their differences in working with you. And that was the recipe. This is the path forward, my friends. If we are going to be successful, we have to unite. That's why the framers were successful. That's why they had enough people willing to put aside their differences, to enter into these rooms, to create a government that was designed to actually envelop the world with liberty. Just think about that. How unwilling and how incapable those who followed those men were, unable to recognize and fathom what this Constitution really provided. And so I want you to understand that even in a organization that is unified on liberty, you will find people that refuse to unite with people of the same ilk, the same ideas, and willing to put aside their differences, and you're not. Don't be one of those people that is unable to actually put aside one's difference, because then you realize that they're not the problem, you are, because you're the one that is unwilling to even cooperate and work with these folks. This is how far we have wandered as, I would say, a society. So anyway, when we start recognizing, you know, who the culprits are, let's make sure we, when we look in the mirror, one of them isn't us. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for doing all the things that you do. At least you're getting involved, because remember, when you're getting involved in one way or the other, you are becoming a part of the solution. You have to at least start getting involved. Remember, knowledge is power, and power is not power until it is exerted. It's like a bullet. The power that backs that projectile is inert. It is nothing. It does not become power until it has been engaged or it's been fired and that projectile is being moved. Now you're exerting power. And it's the same thing with the solution. You have to get involved some way or the other. So one of the ways, and I've mentioned this before, I think I mentioned this last week, my friends, you need to start getting active in the parties. You need to actually start reaching out. And as far as I'm concerned, if you have a Republican Party that has, and a lot of them do, has an exclusivity in their contract. In other words, they basically you sign a contract that says you can't be involved in any other party than this party. you need to point out to the, those who are running that party to say, you're standing in the same ground as the intolerant left. And this is how, and this is the way we're going to actually be able to break these monopolies to say it's either our way or the highway. And in all honesty, there should be zero threat of anybody being in, well, anybody on the left, like the Democratic Party, the Communist Party, the Socialist Party, and so forth. They would see a threat if you were a part of the Constitution Party, unless you were a part of their party and went into that party to, and went into the Constitution Party to infiltrate it. But anyway, this is how we can start seeing how things are operating. But more importantly, if you start getting involved in the party, the first thing you bring to the table and the first thing you should mention when you're even looking, if you go into a central committee, and I know there's a few people out there that haven't gotten politically involved yet, when you go out to that central committee and you say, well, I notice you guys don't talk anything, you do not have any classes or any references regarding the Constitution. You don't have like a 10-minute, you know, video, or you don't set aside any time so that people understand the Constitution. Am I to presume that everybody here can pass a constitutional test? And nine times out of 10, oh, well, no, no. Then why is it that we're so focused on only the party agenda and not learning the Constitution? There you go. This is how we start elevating, and this is how we start enlightening. Because I truly believe, folks, as you start seeing behind the curtain in most all of these states. Now, if you live in a really dark red state like Wyoming, I'll tell you, you've got a, they've got a solid leadership that embraces and is open to anybody that is, you know, for the Constitution. They're open for having constitutional minutes. I'm here to tell you that that is an indictment, a good or bad indictment. If they're willing to actually address and have, you know, a committee for Republic Review and those types of things, then you're in good hands there. But if they're not, as a party, fully engaged in supporting Republic Review, well, then then you have a party that does not believe that the Constitution must be complied to. And I would think that the one party that you can count on to actually believe that the Constitution must be complied to would be the Constitution Party. Now, I know that the people in the Constitution Party are still trying to consume this and digest this concept, so it may take a little while, but have faith. What I would ask is I would ask that you ponder and have prayer on this, that people who love the Constitution, that they consider, as they're considering this, to that the Lord will help them see and understand what Republic Review is and its importance in getting the government back into compliance, and that we, the importance of just invoking this. So anyway, let me dive into the election, because I know there's so many people that are living and dying by the news cycle. We need to talk about it. Just do not forget what happened in the 2000 Gore Bush election. Remember, it was Gore running around in the wings, trying to get traction on counting every vote. Gore never cared about the legitimate votes. He only cared about counting every vote. As far as I'm concerned, we're not obligated to count every vote. Votes that are illegitimate must be thrown out and not counted. They must be removed from the count. If we are to have an honest election, we must have integrity in the voting process and the vote count. In other words, my friends, if we are not getting to a point where we're actually removing illegitimate voters and illegitimate votes, we are leaving our system ripe for corruption. Now, if you're not aware, you know, it's kind of funny how quickly they've projected, is how it's really funny how they have gone down this path of it's a done deal and they're just showing Trump as being the, you know, the little spoiled brat trying to, you know, protect his little fiefdom and so forth. This only shows how the MSM, the mainstream media, is in full control of the Communist Party. Look at what's going on with Fox News. They have been compromised. And many people, I saw many posts coming from good patriots and good friends that said, I'm done with Fox. I am no longer going to watch a minute of Fox. They're gone. And so it has more to do with how they control it. Just remember the old saying that if you want to know who your enemy is, then all you have to do is figure out who you're unable to criticize, because those are truly your enemy when they assert protection for themselves. We'll be right back after these promos on this election. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so if things keep going the way the MSM projects and the way history projects us, we're heading into the beginning of even a much greater totalitarianism than probably America has faced in a long time. And I say that because we've never had a government with the ability to monitor so much and be able to enforce so much. If you think FDR was a bad dude, if you think Wilson was a maniacal man, just wait until we have the Harris-Biden presidency. And when I say Harris-Biden, I truly believe that the 25th Amendment, Section 4, is in play, that Harris will basically remove Biden, and Biden will remove himself. I mean, if things keep going forward with Hunter and the pedophilia and everything else that he's exposed the family to, they're just going to try to quietly put him aside so that that doesn't even bubble up. That is something that can be suppressed by the media so that nobody realizes that they've had a completely compromised president. But if you don't understand, Harris is not eligible to be in the executive branch. She is not a natural born citizen. She is a foreigner. Her parents, when she was born, were not citizens of the United States. Therefore, they were under the jurisdiction of different governments, which means that she fell as a subject to and or a citizen of those foreign governments. She may have been an inhabitant living here, but that did not make her a citizen. Anyway, we're going to get into, you know, those definitions just on an academic space so that people really understand that just because a person is born in a particular country, that may be your country of origin, but not your citizenship. Anywho, we're heading into totalitarianism, and as things project, some of the things you can expect is mandatory vaccines. Are you ready? So how do they make it mandatory? Well, somebody like moi may actually be able to bypass the totalitarianism unless your insurance companies want to ensure that you have received the vaccination. Now, what you can do if you don't have an employer that mandates, you know, and you're just self-employed, you're retired or what have you, and there's nobody to really kind of put leverage against you other than possibly your health insurance plan. So there's a good likelihood that your health insurance plan is going to say, if you do not take this, then we will drop you. They're going to come up with that type of draconian measures. If they do come up with measures just like that, then I'm hoping that you have a good rapport with your pharmacist to where you go in and say, you know what, I want you to charge me for the vaccine so that my insurance company pays for the vaccine, and I don't care what you do with it. You can you shoot the little, you know, the 4 cc's or however much it is in that needle, just put it into this little shot glass and I'll take it with me. And you can tell them honestly that you've given me that vaccination. And there you go. You're not lying, but you've been able to bypass them giving you whatever, and it may seem innocuous, but whatever they're putting in these things to make them mandatory. Just remember, in the early 2000s, they were already briefing in the Pentagon how they can put things into vaccinations to actually engineer people to be more godless, or actually less godless, and make them more tolerant towards opposing ideologies and so forth. In other words, they've been working for a long time to change our culture into accepting evil. That's kind of scary. If you haven't seen that, then let me know. I will post it up on the website. Federal, state, seizing more powers. We're going to be walking down the path where not just the federal government, but the state government, at the compulsion of the federal government, we will be seizing more powers, and that the states will be moved more and more towards an administrative body, just like your county governments, where all funding for all things will come from the federal and regulations and so forth, and that those types of laws will start actually, they're going to go down this bureaucratic law expansion to where the federal government, bureaucrats within the federal government are going to dictate what the heck is happening. Folks, you're not going to recognize the Constitutional Republic as you look at what's going to happen to our government. The Green New Deal being rammed down our throats and etc. There's no doubt that we all, if you haven't yet, go to the whitehouse.gov website where you just put in your information and the little box right there, what message do you want to send to the president and the White House? Demand an audit and clean up our election system. That's what has to be articulated. And we know you can do it. We've had lots of people do it. Just go to the Mobius Strip Press page and click on the link right there. You don't have to be verbose. All you need to do is just say, please audit this election. We only want legitimate votes counted. There are two frauds in play. Most people do not understand the difference between election fraud and voter fraud. Voter fraud is done at a single level where an individual person is injecting a ballot. Now, that means that that person is operating on their own. When you have, and I say this because the parties control the election process, if you haven't noticed, and this is the reason why the Republicans, other than Trump, have been, you know, constantly, okay, well, that's how it is. It's almost like they want you to believe that the election process is a force of nature. It's naturally occurring and everything about it is natural. That the things, the tides have been swinging one way or the other. And that is not true. What they have been doing is they've been allowing to inject a system to allow the movement of this country to go the way of the communist and or the statist in aggrandizing their power. Just so you understand, election fraud is when either the system, the counters, and are those who are operating and controlling, and I don't mean just your Secretary of State and your county auditor. The parties are involved in that process, and they actually can work and do work that they inject. As you look, go to Project Veritas, and they actually provide you with views of how voter fraud, or actually election fraud, is done by the parties. Nine times out of ten, there may be voter fraud where somebody will actually vote for their dead spouse or for a dead person. But when there's a wholesale body of work that is being done by the party to change the outcome of the election, that is election fraud. Every state that I know of that allows illegal aliens to get a license, in Washington State, when I first got here, I was told it was almost 600,000. We've got to be close to 1 million now in the state of Washington. I know California has millions of illegal aliens licensed to drive. Every state, even North Carolina, where you have a blue city that allows, they're the ones that are allowing illegals access to a driver's license because of the voter ID, or not the voter ID, because of the regulations. It started way back with Clinton to make it easier and easier to give away a voting card to somebody. Illegal aliens have had their access into our system and are now voting. They're voting in Washington. I know they're voting everywhere where an illegal alien has a driver's license. And if you understand the magnitude of that, that in itself is election fraud. Even though these people may be individuals who think that they're able to do this, that this is a legitimate thing that they can do as an illegal alien, the fraud is done by the system itself by allowing that type of fraud to be perpetrated. The other thing that we, you know, have to look at, and it's just obvious that votes are jumping in. That I think it was Michigan where there was a huge in the magnitude of 100,000, if not more, where Biden all of a sudden got all of these votes that just came in, and not one vote changed for any other candidate or any other race. Well, what do you think that was? That was election fraud. That's where the party brought in a bunch of ballots that were only marked for Biden to get him into a comfortable position in Michigan to actually steal that election. There's also this thing called harvesting. Vote harvesting is when somebody comes along and says, hey, you can vote, but what we want to do is we want to help you vote. We're going to take your ballot, and if you let us have your ballot, we're going to give you some booze. They're doing all sorts of things and getting people to surrender their ballots so that they can take your ballot, sign it, have you sign it, and then they vote for you. That in itself should be a crime. I can't believe that our legal system even allows that to happen. That's the same thing as buying votes by going down on election day and giving people drinks for their votes. That's the same thing. It's harvesting. Anyway, we've got another promo, so we'll be back up, and then we'll get into the need-to-know news, because this stuff is just going to keep going and going. It's days away from ever being settled. We'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
You know, it is hard for me to imagine anybody who has never gone through a precinct election where you actually go down to a, like either an elementary school or to somebody's garage or what have you, a senior center, a facility that is large enough that can accommodate, you know, so many people to be able to have so many voting booths so that people can vote. The fact is, if we don't restore the precinct design in our election process to where you're actually in a very small community. You got to understand that a precinct is based on population. That way, they can't be overran by, you know, a whole bunch of people. And even more importantly, the reason why they want to move away from precincts is because this is where you live. These are the people you know. You know for a fact whether that person lives in your area or not, for the most part. Especially in areas that don't have, you know, a lot of people flooding in. And those types of precincts get divided and divided and divided as the precinct grows with population. So the point is that it's hard for me to fathom how nobody, how there are people today that because of the state of Washington and the way it's managed elections, you don't have a precinct to go to. You've actually been managing your election because they mail you the ballot. And that's what you do. And they say it's easier and it saves money. There's no way it saves money. Because the precinct, what's the labor involved in running a precinct election? It's all voluntary. People volunteer their time. People volunteer the space. They accommodate the facilities-wise. If not, we use the school system or what have you, which it's not like, you know, that building, there's any cost to that. The, what do they call that when Depreciation. When a company builds a home, or when they, you know, buy something of property value, it has this natural life cycle of depreciating, whether it's in use or not. So there was really no cost other than maybe possibly the facilities cost of the lights or what have you, the electricity. The fact of the matter is, if it costs a little bit more to run precinct elections, it is far better to do that. And the reason why is that at the end of the day, that election is called and all counts are done. That every precinct needs to certify that every ballot that was produced in that precinct facility has been accounted for. And so there's no way that they show up in people's, and as a matter of fact, anybody, any vehicle, any person that owns the vehicle where a box of ballots were sitting for whatever reason, oh, well, we forgot to turn these in, and they weren't counted already before they were put into that vehicle, then that's a crime and that person needs to go to jail. We need to actually stiffen the penalties for voter fraud and election fraud. And as a matter of fact, anybody caught in voter fraud or election fraud cannot run for office and can never vote again. We have to make the punishment fit the crime. Anyway, if we are not working, we got to start uniting. And that's what I'm trying to do with the Constitution Party, the NLA, the We the People Foundation. I've even tried to unite the John Birch Society and other organizations, Eagle Forum. I mean, we're working to try to bring everybody to take a stand on enforcing the Constitution and enforcing our laws. I've even reached out, and we're getting people from the Convention of States side to actually walk away and get involved in enforcement instead of trying to change and create needless laws. What we're trying to do is get everybody to say, we've got laws, we just have to abide by them, you know, and move forward that way. One of the things that really bothers me, and I want to wrap up on this election so that we can get into some of these need-to-know news stuff, because I know there's a lot of people that actually give me good feedback to say, man, where do you come up with this stuff? And I keep on telling you, most all of this stuff I'm getting from the need-to-know news, because G. Edward Griffin is covering the stuff that the mainstream media is not, or giving you some of the details that they're trying to suppress. Anyway, in talking to some hardcore Trump supporters, I am absolutely amazed at how, you know, they're watching, don't worry, you know, Trump's got this worked out. He's handling this. I think whoever's been advising Trump, if Trump is the golden, you know, politician that, you know, people really believe he is, then he must be getting some really bad advice in what he's doing and how to do it. He should have deployed the military to go in and make sure that there was transparency on every counting process throughout the United States to ensure that both Republican and Democrat viewers were able to watch the balloting and ensure as they go through and to determine whether this is a legitimate vote or not. They should have had the military there to make sure that the entire process was monitored by both sides and to actually take away the control of the politician, such as the auditor, and literally take full control and say, nobody's touching these votes without, you know, everybody else being present. They stay locked up. Anyway, so where do we go from here, folks? If we are not uniting, then we will be destroyed, because we've already been divided and we're falling. We are falling. The left is united. They all believe in statism and they're all working together for their end goals. You know, you may have the people that are focused on their myopic things, whether that be the new Green New Deal or what have you. It all works together and they are united. They have, look, I mean, they're kicking our pants. because we are failing to unite. Because why? As I said earlier, because of some ideological bent. Oh, well, I can't be in the same room with this person of their religion. We're not putting aside our differences. And even more importantly, we're not putting aside our self-interest. Because I did meet somebody, and I'm not going to, you know, go into this into details, but I did meet somebody that had, you know, said, you know, hey, I'm really interested in being a part of this uniting thing, but, you know, I'm trying, can you help me, you know, get a radio show going, because I want to make some money on this, because I know there's money in this. That person right there indicted themselves to say, I'm not united in solving the problem. I'm engaged for the money that's here. And there you have the potential of somebody rising up in the ranks, supposedly from the constitutional perspective, like myself, and they're only in it for the money. They're not on board with the solution, because when you're on board with the solution, the money doesn't matter. And other people's differences don't matter if you're in it for the solution. Now, real quick, we've got some need-to-know news we'll actually get through. Something you may have heard, but I'll bet you didn't. Have you ever heard of the company or the tech company called Yelp? Yelp is kind of replacing these, you know, yellow pages, local pages, and, you know, giving reviews and that type of thing. In early October, Yelp announced it will place a warning on, quote, businesses accused of racist behavior alert, close quote, on their business review pages that gain attention for reports of racist conduct, to inform users, along with a link to a news article where they can learn more. An Antifa group responsible for organizing the violent Portland riots is now compiling a blacklist of pro-police and anti-Black Lives Matter companies in the city. Conservative columnist Rita Panahi commented, quote, businesses are going to be coerced into supporting certain groups to avoid being targeted. It is tantamount to extortion. Absolutely. Absolutely. I want you to understand that remember the days when being politically correct, yeah, you know what, we're not going to get into politics. Now, all of a sudden, the tables turned, and either you support their politics or you will be forced out of business. You know, the conservatives have never been a true constitutional-minded organization, has never had that paradigm. And welcome to the new world, my friends. The totalitarians are coming in, and any and every company that is going to make money either embraces them or they will be decimated. This is why you need to start getting united and supporting the Constitution. Only the Constitution, not the Republican Party, not the agenda of getting our guys in. It must be supporting the Constitution enforcement, getting all government into the constraints and within the enumerated powers that the Constitution or the people have delegated in those constitutions for those governments. There's a reason why we have delegated powers, because we retain the rest, and this is all we're allowing them to do. It's really that simple, my friends. We'll get into more G. Edward Griffin news, need-to-know news, and other news in our next episode. God bless. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.